Good morning, Des Moines, Washington. Good morning to Seattle and Tacoma. Indeed, it is Thursday, November the 5th, if you can believe it, 2020. They're telling us the election is not decided yet, but let me give you some impressions very quickly. Last week, I had a rather dark podcast that was titled The Statesmanlike Speech. And in the podcast, I proposed the following scenario, that whether or not Trump won or Biden won, if you heard the classic statesmanlike speech, and let me fucking explain what that is. That's the speech that a candidate gives, Trump will probably give today or tomorrow. That's a speech where the candidate says, you know, we fought the good fight. We fought the battle. We thought we were right. But now I got to give the speech so people feel okay. Statesman-like speech. And so you know, one of my rules I tend to follow when it comes to predictions, and this applies, yeah, it applies today, but I kind of figured it out really in 2015. Don't make predictions based on what you want or what you think you deserve. Don't do that. That'll never work. Not in the way the world currently functions. This world is a very fallen world. Even if you're an atheist, you have to kind of admit that to yourself. If you're an atheist, you have to admit that the world doesn't really work the way that people think it's supposed to work in the Disney movies. And if you're a Christian, you know doubly so that's the case. This is not Eden. This is a very fallen world. So if your expectation is that the corrupt people would do great things and kind things, please read your fucking Bible if you're a Christian. Okay, the story that follows after 1 Samuel chapter 8 is the following. There are kings in Israel, and they become corrupt, and Israel falls into captivity. That is the story. Those are the cliff notes to what follows 1 Samuel chapter 8. So a couple things are going to be obvious to people who are not completely brain dead. If Trump gives the statesmanlike speech, here's a couple things. Number one, life for people who actually used to remember this was the land of the free and the home of the brave is about to get horribly worse. Whatever you've seen in the last 8 months with Masstopia and all the bullshit around this and that, if we hear a statesmanlike speech from Trump today, conceding the election to Biden, the situation's about to get horribly worse. But it's worse than that, really. If they count the numbers to keep us in dramatic overload, and please fucking listen. If this entire little post-election masturbation is designed to convince you that voting works, then there's also a chance that Trump does win still. And, you know, that means Biden might give the statesmanlike speech, or probably Kamala Harris, because I don't know if Biden's brain still works. Yeah. So if we hear the statesman-like speech, this means the Civil War scenario is probably off the menu, which means they don't really want it, which means if you were actually ever fucking serious about the Boogaloo, you should already be in the woods, you know, forming up. You should already be in a tactical OPSEC type setting if you were fucking serious. That's where you should be. I never really believed in the Boogaloo. I was willing to go along for a ride with a good friend of mine on a similar subject because I believed, and I still think, we were both promoting a peaceful path of resistance in some form. But at the end of the day, I never believed in it, okay? Because I've seen it before. I've seen it every fucking election since 2008. It has been a common theme. We're going to rise up. We're going to be oath keepers. What a load of fucking shit. The other day, somebody said to me, Dan, what if the rapture already happened? And you know, here's the thing. I have friends who believe in the rapture, who are Christians, and I have friends who do not. And I don't judge them whether they do or they don't. But we have to concede, if you think about Sodom, the story of Sodom in Genesis, we have to concede that it's possible that there aren't that many decent people left in this fucking country. And if that's the case, baby, then the rapture could have already happened. It could have. You have to concede that as a possibility. You do. You have to. You have to be willing to accept the idea that even the fucking Jehovah's Witness crazy people are too fucking optimistic. Okay? They're just way too optimistic about how many people are currently right enough with Jesus Christ that they get to travel the heaven's highway to infinite total happiness. And if you hear that noise in the background, that's the fucking fan turning on. But at least Beans isn't eating his bone. He's sleeping. Yeah, I'm currently watching Beans, the French Bulldog. Not in the studio in Little Saigon, right? Which is really a place that I'll probably be exiting soon. And don't cry for me. Don't cry for me. If I'm right about the statesman-like speech scenario, there are a lot of people, you know, a lot of people have died in 2020, and probably almost none of it has to do with COVID. A lot of people have been murdered in 2020, and that's going to get worse too. A lot of people are going to get killed. A lot of people are going to be told, take the vaccine or you don't eat, take the vaccine, you don't get a job. And I'm going to tell you something, because I have read enough of my Bible to know this. A lot of good Christians are going to deny Jesus one time, two times, maybe even three times before the cock crows. Yeah. A lot of people that you would have said, this person's a really good Christian, this person believes in God, they will not only take the vaccine when the new religion comes out, and, you know, if they're going to push for the Great Reset, that's what happens next. With the infinite gray nothing, you get the infinite dark nothing religion. And that'll come out too. And these Christians, oh, but for the sake of the true God, which is now some other God, we're gonna join with this. We're gonna have peace, but it's not peace. It's called subjugation. Never mistake peace for subjugation, okay? To say that peace is subjugation is to say that a prison is a paradise. Because again, through subjugation, you can control a group of people. You can have a prison society. It's been done before. It's currently being done in our world, and it will get done worse in the near future. Yeah. So be prepared for the possibility that by Christmas, Bill Gates will be named the COVID czar. Lining him up to be the vice president by April, if Biden is quote-unquote elected. And if Trump wins, guess what? Exactly the same thing could happen. You could have the statesman-like speech bullshit from the other side, We need to heal. We need to come together. It's going to be a dark, dark winter, right? That's a dog whistle. Dark, dark winter. Dark fucking winter. Next topic. So I've been ODing on, Scientology stuff while I've been watching Beans. I don't know why. It just, I don't really have a Netflix subscription, and they have the stupid, not stupid, it's a pretty good show, but they have the show about Scientology that Leah Remini does. It's a good show, I think. I don't know. But what's dumb about it, and it kind of irks me, and I spoke about this the other day, but on a day like today, it bears repeating. It irks me that one of the solutions they quote unquote come up with, one of the solutions that they look to is law enforcement. Okay, so we've had a governor in the state of Washington operating under an illegal regime, in my humble opinion, since at least March. If there were a rule of law in this country, then sure, you can go down that fucking road, but there isn't, all right? Law enforcement, what the fuck are you talking about? The only reason why you would get help as an ex-Scientologist is because you are part of another hangout, another honeypot, another MKUltra experiment that has side benefits and side quests, and one of them is the emergence of the hero. The emergence of the hero is used as an offsetting propaganda, which means that if people say, oh, if America is so bad, why don't you go to Somalia? Or if America is so bad, why don't you go to a cult? But the flip side of these curses, these status curses, is the hero that comes home and tells the story, also known as the prodigal son or prodigal daughter. And they escape the throes of North Korea or Somalia or Scientology. And they return to good old America and tell happy stories of how if only the government had more power against these evil fucking Scientologists. But keep in mind, for all those out there right now wondering about the power of the government, in 1993, when our government granted tax-exempt status to Scientology, that was the same fucking year that they took the giant foot and smashed the Branch Davidians. I'm going to say this differently. They burnt them alive. Literally. Not figuratively roasted them like it's Don Rickles making fun of you. No. Literally, men, women, and children were cooked alive. So if another motherfucker tells me that the government can, can't crack down on Scientology, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Scientology is probably the longest running MKUltra experiment. It might have even have been the first one. Think about the admonition. Think about the specific statement in Scientology, you can't do LSD. Meditate on that. You can't do LSD. Well, there is a good, sort of Nazi scientist reason for doing that. And that is you're trying to create barriers and controls for an experiment. They were doing tons of LSD research in the CIA. They didn't want to pollute their cult research with it. So they kept things kind of separate to a certain extent. Okay, that is what it is, okay? So the emergence of the hero is where someone leaves the dread cult, the bad cult, the communism or the anarchism or whatever. And again, when I say communism, I think it's bullshit, but it works too, because what they want you to do is come back to the state. Oh, you were a Christian, you were Jehovah's Witness, it was so terrible. Come back to the state. The state will take care of you. The state will never harm you. The state will never create a toxic relationship between you and loved ones. That's a load of bullshit. Because I believe in liberty, like actual freedom, which I used to think this country gave a shit about. And man, we're finding how full of shit people are today, aren't we? Oh, I'm going to go mine some Bitcoin. You go do that, you motherfucker. You're playing another honeypot. You're playing another honeypot they want you to play. You keep playing that. As the prison that gets built around you gets stronger, as the walls get thicker, go mine some fucking Bitcoin. You know, you might as well be like beans masturbating in the corner for all the good it'll do. There's a quote from Leah Remini from one of the episodes I was watching where she says, "Nobody deserves to have their family torn apart by a belief system." Now, I want you all to think about that fucking quote, because I think the quote is a couple years old. Before the fucking Rona, before the race war, before the Me Too movement, whatever psyop shit that was. And yeah, I know women are sexually harassed. Guess what? I was sexually harassed by a gay Asian man at Alaska Airways in 2018. I apologize. September of 2018. I don't even want to talk about the layers of bullshit and all this crap. The point is, we've had one fucking form of bullshit piled on us after another, and it's been more than a year now. But yeah, we have this quote, the quote that says, "Nobody deserves to have their family torn apart by a belief system." I agree. I agree. For most of my adult life, I have seen this bullshit lie that we're told is free America tear families apart. Over bullshit. And most recently are the crowds of people saying, if you don't vote for Trump or if you don't vote for Biden, I'm going to disown you. What kind of a crooked person says shit like that? And yeah, it sounds like bullshit that a Scientologist does. Guess what? It's also bullshit that a lot of you fucking statists do. And then let's talk about the quote unquote myth of how everybody can be okay. I don't know what fucking shit you believe, but we've been operating under austerity for at least a year now, and arguably probably since 2008 in various forms. That means we've been operating in the opposite of a free economy. Now, if you want to pretend and be in pretend land that everybody's making billions off of pyramid schemes involving real estate, go fuck yourself. I know that that's bullshit. I know what we're producing. A lot of is homeless people. We're producing a lot of very poor homeless people. Success. Congratulations on your fucking real estate pyramid scheme. So yeah, there are these different mythologies that are coming into play this morning, and they're mostly pointing in the same direction. But with respect to this quote from Leah Remini, I just have to say I agree with it. And also, take a look at your own friends and families, motherfucker. Anywho, I don't know what to tell you guys. Next topic, right? So if we do end up in the Civil War scenario, because it is still a likelihood. It could still happen. I don't think so at this point. I think there's a reason why we haven't seen shit since this bullshit COVID pandemic Scientology epidemic began. There's a reason why we haven't seen shit with the Scientology America, because people are suckered into the cult on so many fucking levels. There's the Bitcoin cult, and there's the I escaped from the terrible cult. There are so many fucking cults now, you can't even fucking count them. They're all basically designed to manage the disorder that our government creates. There's the race war cult, the Black Lives Matter race war cult. The commie cult is one of my fucking favorites. There's the Boogaloo cult. Yeah, the Boogaloo cult, that's going to get a lot of people killed if I'm right. A lot of people are going to be thrown into prison because they believed another smoke and mirrors psyop bullshit. So please, Boogaloo people, whoever the fuck you think you are, prove it. Sorry for saying so, but at this point, you kind of have to fucking prove it. We are past that line. You know, whatever magic line you drew in the sand to say, I will go no further, they know where you live. If you've been tweeting about this bullshit, they've known where you live since the first fucking tweet. Oh, I use a VPN. Really, dude? Did you manufacture the memory for your computer? Did you manufacture the CPU? Then shut the fuck up about your VPN. Dumbass. God, I get so sick of people, especially people who claim to be really smart when it comes to computers, saying, oh, the VPN will protect you. No, it won't. If you're not building that computer from the ground up, and I mean the ground up, you have no fucking clue how compromised you are. So when the Soviet Union was falling apart, a person might say to themselves, when it was falling apart, how did people notice? How could people tell? I studied this bullshit when I was an undergraduate, when the Soviet Union still kind of existed, and I studied it a bit afterwards in graduate school. The CIA, quote unquote, got caught off guard, which I call bullshit on. I don't believe that's true. I don't think they were ever caught off guard. There was never a missile gap. They were never caught off guard. There's so many things the CIA lied about during the Cold War, including the collapse of the Soviet Union. But here's the thing about empires when they collapse, okay? They tend to rot from the inside out. So from the outside in, it still might look like a functional fucking empire. But from the inside out, it's just disease and disgust. It's the kind of vomit I saw Beans vomit up the other day. That's what the inside of a rotting empire looks like. And then what happens ultimately is it just all falls apart at once. So that's the truth of it. I don't think we would know if we are on the edge of a Soviet Union style collapse. And if we are, that would be the luckiest fucking scenario we could possibly face. I doubt we'll ever be a free country the way I would want to, you know, to live in one. But if we could just, you know, get back to something closer to a human scale where at least a person that believed in freedom could exist with minimal harassment, that would be great. You know, I would settle for that. And with a Soviet Union style collapse, that is possible. If we go the statesman-like speech scenario, as I already belabored the point, that's not what's on the menu. What's on the menu is hyperstatism. If we go through a Soviet Union-style collapse, there's a pretty good chance the rest of the world will probably experience the same thing, which means that it's not going to be the case that, well, now China can swoop in and take over. No, the Chinese government's got its own fucking problems, you know, and we haven't really gotten through the winter yet. I love how people say things, and they can't, I love how there are people in the alt movement who will say shit like, damn, there's going to be an ice age. Okay. There's going to be an ice age. And damn, this winter is going to be super cold. Okay. I can still remember pictures of the Three Gorges Dam bowing, which means that it was technically in an engineering state that's not good, from this last summer. So if that water that's obviously infiltrated the concrete starts freezing, yeah. Yeah, you're going to find out that you can have your ice age theory. But you probably can't have your ice age theory and the Chinese government stays intact. So sorry about that. You'll find that one out. On the other hand, the Ice Age bullshit could be bullshit. As I pointed out in the past, it could be total bullshit. Another one of these hangouts, another one of these places where people can feel good about turning the oceans into toilet bowls, you know. There's going to be an Ice Age, Dan. Yeah. Tell that. I mean, right now there are communities in the Arctic Circle whose villages are sinking into the mud, which is really just organic matter that until recently had been buried in a frozen state for like 10 or 20,000 years. Yeah. Please tell that to them. Or damn, that's a lie. You see where I'm going, folks? You can pick the lies you want to believe at this point. I don't give a fuck, but don't tell me you're not holding on to magical little lies in your head. Me, I question all of it, including the shit I just said. But I actually have people I know who've given me firsthand reports of things like salmon runs, like the health of the Puget Sound and the health of the Pacific Ocean, like the current state of situations like in Canada and Alaska. So yes, yes, yes. But I do have people I trust who give me similar reports. Yeah. So tell me again, China's gonna, what are they gonna do again? After that dam takes the deep six? Yeah. That'll be funny. That'll be funny. That'll be great. A lot of people in our, you know, today is November the 5th, right? November the 5th, the 5th of November. Yeah. So you remember that movie that came out in 2006, V for Fucking Vendetta? You remember that fucking V for Vendetta movie? Okay, so people that like the Wachowski brothers and the Matrix movies, I got suckered for a while. In some ways, the Wachowski brothers are also a kind of cult. In fact, you know, boy, did they learn a lot from Scientology. But if you think about the movie V for Vendetta, it creates a kind of mythological template for rebellion that is really just mob rule. And what's even more grotesque is that the purported hero, historical hero, the person that wanted to blow up Parliament, he was basically defending the fucking papacy, which means he was defending a government that was less free than the government he wanted to blow up. I'm not saying good old jolly England at the beginning of the 17th century was all that. I'm simply saying it wasn't Torquemada Spain, okay? People weren't being tortured like they were under the papacy. But yet, V for Vendetta takes this bullshit story, this Guy Fawkes bullshit story, and makes him out to be a fucking hero. Talk about mindfucks. Talk about MKUltra-style mindfucks. So yeah, I'm going to come on the record and say I think the Wachowski brothers are New World Order globalist pieces of shit. And the Matrix movie? Oh yeah, I know what that movie did. It drove people deeper into the Matrix. It drove them deeper into the world of computers, and they own that world. They own the... Listen, you want to have a good computer, get people together to manufacture your own fucking chips. If you don't know what's on that chip, then you don't have a fucking clue. I keep hitting this point because people don't fucking understand. You don't control the chip, you don't control shit. I'm not even in the mood to podcast, really. I haven't been able to do a service. I haven't been able to talk to... I almost said I haven't been able to talk to God. My heart is not in a good place. I feared the outcome that would occur is what I've referred to as the infinite gray nothing. And as a Christian, that's a difficult thing to interpret because I don't believe evil, per se, can succeed. But we don't, you know, we don't live in Eden and this isn't heaven. You know, heaven, earth, the earth won't become like heaven until after tribulations, until after everything happens in the book of Revelation. So currently We're not in that other, we're not in the kingdom world. We're in this world. This world is filled with crud and crap and terrible fucking people and good people and a lot of evil and a lot of good, but also, as I said, a lot of fucking evil. And right now I'm having a hard time talking to God about it. I am. I'm having a hard time talking to you guys. I'm watching this fucking dog. And the dog is fine. Beans is fine. But he kind of sucks the energy out of you. These fucking dogs follow you to the bathroom. Okay? He stands outside my door like he's the bathroom guard. And it's weird. It's just weird. I don't know. At least Beans didn't vomit again yesterday. And I gotta say, I think it was because he ate one of Nori's turds, but that's a shitty topic. I think I'm done. I think I'm done with this podcast for today. You know what I mean? I am done for today, right? I think I'm done for today. I wish I could. I'm sorry. My podcasting sucks right now because I'm just at the point where I'm wondering, what is the point? I believe in God. And I believe that there are people in this country that are not total pieces of shit. And I know a few of them. But I don't know how many there are. And I also know that people are going to be tested. I said this almost a year ago. And it still applies. People will be tested. People will be told, take this fucking vaccine if you want to eat, if you want to have a job, if you want to make sure we don't take your kids. Yeah, people's kids are going to get abducted. If we go down the road of hyperstatism, they're going to take your fucking kids. Now, before I close out, think about the series that Leah Remini's been doing with Scientology. Think about one of the themes that she brings up over and over again. And in today's context, it almost feels like a fucking insult. Family, family, family. Family's so critical. The disconnection policy forces people to separate from their family. If they force vaccinations on people, they will be tearing families apart over something that is bullshit. It's bullshit. The whole thing is bullshit. I know people are dead, but it's not because of the fucking virus. It really isn't. It's because they were murdered. People were put on respirators when they weren't supposed to be on them. They were killed, many of those purposefully. I think a lot of elderly folks, and a lot in New York State, and maybe a few in my own state, were purposefully killed in order to promote this lie. People have been murdered. Okay, that's absolutely the case. And if we get the statesmanlike speech today or tomorrow, if we get the speech that closes things out so we can all come together, a lot more people are going to be killed.